Okay.
Yep. Okay, so his question was an interesting kind of a question. The question was that that you learn from Bracious that if you join together things that have certain deficiencies, you'll produce something that has none of those deficiencies. You'll produce an element. You'll produce a compound that has none of those deficiencies. And he says that you see from Bracious, because everything is a Morkov. After the four elements, and the four elements themselves, each are deficient in many ways. They're the most deficient things, because they only have one element. And yet, from the combinations, you get the most amazing, special things. So he says, and that's what Chazal say. That has an application not only in the natural science, but in terms of people. That a tzibur is better than the sum of the individuals. In other words, you can have a tzibur that is composed of individuals with deficiencies. And yet the tzibur will have a certain status, it'll be on a certain level that's greater than any of those individuals. Okay? And so that's what you have on the one hand, saying it's the kasha, trying to bring a question out. But on the other hand, Koheles, he's saying the whole idea of the first few psukim over here in Koheles is the opposite, seems to be the opposite. That saying that nothing is permanent in this world, and the proof is that everything is made from the elements, which are not permanent in their elementary state. They're constantly changing. So the thrust of the argument is that if something is composed of elements that have a deficiency, that deficiency must come through in the end product. So this is, that seems to be a steer to what we just said. Okay, that I think is what we got up to. That it's going to even be, the deficiency will even be more pronounced. It'll be compounded. Okay.
The deficiency of everything else.
Because it's being multiplied. It's not just in one thing now. The whole thing has it. Maybe it's not multiplied. Is it different than the original?
Arithmetic.
It's the yeah. Okay, so he says like this, and he says also it's not just Koheles. It's not just Koheles that's the problem. He's saying it just is difficult to understand. Why should that be? And how could it be that if you take bad ingredients, you're going to get a good product? Doesn't make sense. That I don't know if we left that, if we read that last line. Ian Gamkin Yigs is there. Right? It's at the end of, I don't know what kind of thing over here. The paragraph of Hatshuva, it's right before the paragraph of Hatshuva is there.
Yeah.
He says, I have a different layout.
We didn't do that whole paragraph? Yeah, we did the one.
I thought
one.
We did the
we
question.
At LA Young.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it's just explaining from Koheles what the idea of the argument is. That if Shachre Yosa Dvar Mashir Hukav Mehem Hanimto Hatachton Bali Shine Vechisoron, so he says all of these things that are the elements of the existences here, are Bali Shine, they all have this character of change and lack. That's Shlomo Melech's argument. That everything here must have this lack. Because it can't be, if it's composed of something that has these lack, these deficiencies, it's not possible that it should somehow overcome the deficiencies in the aggregate. Then after the arguments, he proves it with the senses. Leo's calling your name Shinei V'Tumor. He says that he shows that they all are. They all do change. Im Kein Divrei Shlomo V'Shalom V'Tainos V'Sosrin HaKlal Asher Hinachnu. So then Shlomo, the words of Shlomo and his arguments contradict the klal that we laid down. V'Ayin Gamkin Yigzor V'Zeh Ki Roy She'Bihimotzei Dovar Echad Levada Aleza Tchuna Shetiye Im Tovim Ra. That the thought, I mean, thinking about it also demands this, that that it's it makes sense that if you have something alone, whichever with a certain characteristic, whether it's good or bad, so in other words, if you keep adding other things that have this same quality, it's just going to add to it. It's not going to magically turn into a good. Okay. So then, what did we mean before? What did it mean before the Gittur Chazal that the sum is great, that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts? Right. Okay. So he's like that. Shuv bezeh ki ein sofek. Somebody want to read? Who was reading? Oh, where's Gober? He was reading last week.
Searching for apartments tonight.
Ah. All right.
I'll read.
Go ahead.
Shuv bezeh ki ein sofek shebi hikofel hapratim hamaskimim l'schuna achas im pechisus im mala.
So there's no doubt. The answer is like I said. There's no doubt that by multiplying the individual pieces, right, the specific things that all have together a certain quality, whether it's good or bad, right?
Tikafel v'sis chazek hakavona ha'hi.
Ha'techunai. That will be strengthened. That will be multiplied and strengthened.
You have techuna?
Yeah.
We have kavana.
Hakavana. It doesn't make any sense.
Must be a typo.
Right.
And the word in the middle of the sentence was tchuna.
Okay.
Is it for me to
hear? Umipneza his hirunu razal al hishtadlus kinyas achevra.
So that's why Chazal warned us. They told us about you should strive to acquire a chevra.
Bo'amram uknelecha chaver.
It's important who your friends are. It's important to select your friends carefully. Why?
V'hu shomar Shlomo HaMelech alav shalom tovim hashnayim min ha'echad asher yesh lehem sachar tov ba'amalam.
Yeah, so that's further in Koelis. That two are better than one. Right, tov mashayim in echad, asher yesh lehem socher tov b'malom. There is good reward in their work. Okay.
Kiim yipolu ha'echad yakim es chavero.
That's the pasuk, right? Kiim yipolu ha'echad yakim es chavero. If one guy falls down, the other guy will pick him up. Right. Vilo echad sheyipol ve'in sheni la'akimo. You need to have an alliance. You need alliances. You need allies. Right. Can't go it alone. Okay. That's that. Yeah. But what you're saying before is, what does it mean? It means to say, be careful the characteristics that your friend has, right? You have to be wary not to find people that have, not to join with others that have the same deficiencies as yourself, right? You have to make a conscious decision of who your chaverim should be. It shouldn't just be something that you gravitate towards. Because in all likelihood, I mean, you gravitate to yeah.
Is there anything the opposite meaning that you should have the same good characteristics before strengthening those characteristics?
Well, both. That's true. I was saying the other side, but because he comes later with the other side too. But he has it both ways. You're right, both ways. But you're right. But you shouldn't. You have to be careful not to just have friendships with people that share the bad traits that you have. That's you have to be wary of. That's a dangerous thing. And that's like we say that, like the Ram says in Hilchos Teshuva, one of the big chataim is if you see your child going off in a bad group, Tarbas Ra, right? And then you're responsible for his chataim because you could have stopped him. But what was it mean? The implication is that group of people is what ultimately led to his downfall. It was his associations. You could have stopped those associations. So it means to say it's Tarbas Ra. It has a certain bad characteristic in it, bad group of people. And if a person has a little bit of that characteristic, it's going to be multiplied in him. I mean, I didn't speak to the Dorm guys this year, did I? No. But once, you know, there's a certain phenomenon of the group that once you see somebody doing it, once somebody does it in the group, then it's already loses a stigma, and now the whole group has a matia. You know what I'm saying? Gotta be, you have to be conscious of that. Yeah, Yaakov? Billy goes, okay. Go ahead. So now he's saying like this, but Shlomo is saying very, very simple, more simple practical things. Two guys are going together, one guy falls down, somebody will pick him up. Okay, go ahead. And that's another one, he says. If they sleep together, it'll be warm. One person is cold. Go ahead.
Get a blanket.
One will forget, the other will remember.
It'll always be warmer with two. Go ahead.
Ratzav hazeh ki hashutchus v'hachavra toil.
Yeah, so now he's trying to explain. So what is Shlomo, what's the chachma of Shlomo over here? I mean, that's what he's going to ask. Go ahead.
Ki hashutchus v'hachavra toil, hein she yishtadel ha'achar to'elas chavero, o lo yishtadel.
Wait, I lost the place, sorry.
Ratzav hazeh.
Yeah. Okay, right. Rotsa
bezer,
right? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Rotsa bezer, kiashutvus va chevra toil, henshi shadel hacha toilas chaviro, olo yishtadel.
Okay, so what's he saying? He's saying that the joining together with the group is beneficial. Whether you try to get that benefit or not. In other words, two types of benefits that Shlomo is pointing out. A benefit that you have to work at, that requires a certain action, and a passive benefit. Go ahead.
What does it mean, although you start
that he means you don't even try it, but there's a benefit. Now, there's certain benefits you have to try for with the group, and certain benefits just come from the fact that it's a group.
That
once there is this group, there has to be some benefit. Meaning, even if you're not trying for anything. It's
going to
be a benefit. Go ahead. That's what he's saying. That's what he means by that. He means to say they're not doing anything. They're just lying there. Go
ahead.
So in the plain chat, the pasuk seems strange and silly. I mean. Shlomo enough to tell you that two people are warm? Yeah.
Is he saying because if it wasn't that way that like just being together would have a benefit, then there would be no reason to be together?
No, but he's saying that Shlomo is trying to show you the full extent of the benefit of a chevra. Okay, there's also just a passive benefit. Okay.
V'omnam hora al davar amiti umaskim lametzius.
Yeah, so it seems like something is bottled, but it's true. Good.
V'hu. Ki vatechila omar ki so'el es hashnayim gadol ma'od kishishtadol kolecha laholol chavero.
So in the beginning he says, if you have a real alliance and you have a pact, I'll watch your back, you watch my back. Okay, that makes sense. That's a real thing. Each pledge certain amount of effort, and it's a reciprocal thing, right?
V'hu amro asher yesh lahem sachatov ba'amalam ki im yipolu ha'echad yakim es chavero.
Right, that's the first part. That represents that idea, right?
Achrakein amar she'ein tzorach lomar she'ikabal kol echad to'alas b'yishtad al chavero b'su'alto v'sakonaso.
So then, but then the second pasuk is saying that you don't even need that what? You don't have to get the benefit from the effort, right? There's also a benefit that comes without an effort. And he gives you a mashal from the senses. In other words, Shlomo's not telling, you don't need Shlomo or Melech to tell you that there's warmth between, that there's body heat. Right? But it's a mashal, he's saying. It's a mashal for, this whole thing is a mashal for the benefits of a chevra. And there's a benefit that requires hishtadlus, right, an effort. And that's the first part of the pasuk. But then there's also a benefit that just comes from the fact that they are two. And that's represented from the mashal with the heat. Go ahead, but what is that benefit? That's the mashal, but what is the benefit?
Shein safek asher gam ki yeshvu shnayim ve'in echad mishtadlo v'hol chavero.
Right, so there's no doubt that if two people are together, even if one is not in the process, he's not actively helping right now.
Right.
He's talking about the actual physical thing now. That they generate heat. Seems to say they generate more heat from the closeness. Right?
How does it work?
It's muchash. What do you need? Go ahead.
Kasher noda she is chazik bekurvas ish echad mitzad ha'achva v'ha his damus ilav.
Yeah, he says it's from the fact that they're close together and they're similar. Okay.
V'hine ze mitzad kurvas ha'chevra levad, lo mitzad po'al v'hishtadlos.
Yeah. So he says that does generate yitzmach v'yifra. Was that what Lashon Yom?
Yeah.
That it's going to generate chom hativi. It's going to generate natural heat. It's going to generate natural heat. That's what he thought. I'm not sure if that's what it is or if it's just that it's... I guess the question is, if each person just generates the same amount of heat, then like you said, each guy in his own blanket, why would it be better if two people in a blanket? He wants to say that there is some passive automatic response, right? An involuntary process of generating more heat. Sorry, but what's the nimshal of here?
V'chein kasher yimatzu shnei reim ne'amanim gam ki yanuchu v'yishkotu yecham l'chol echad mehem v'yanuch levavo. Mitzad kurvas chavero ilav ad shimana mehazik lo ki yedu v'shara ez raso.
Yeah. So he says that what? If you have two trustworthy friends, right? Even when they're quiet, they heat each other up, and they settle their hearts. And now, but this is the important part. Ad shiyimna mehizik lo ki yedu b'shar es raso. What it means by that is that people will leave them alone. People will leave each one of them alone because they know that he has a friend that will help him. They know he has an ally. It's an interesting thing.
That's the third party they're talking about at the end? Actually, Imani has a question.
Yeah. What's that?
How is that passive?
It's interesting, right? It's interesting.
It has because there's the possibility of activity.
That's right. That's right.
So it's not that. It's not like the heat, which is actually passive.
It's not the heat. It's funny because he throws that in the end, right?
He says it's like a psychological state of security because of the knowledge of the possible activity.
Yecham l'chol echad mehem. They're each going to get this warmth. V'yanuach levovo. Yeah. So what's he saying over here? What's he expressing over here? He's expressing that there's a tzirif over here. He's expressing the idea that it's not just two people who help each other, but they are viewed in some sense as an entity. Now he's trying to explain the phenomenon of a tzibur. What's the phenomenon of a tzibur as opposed to just individuals? Right? So he's saying there is a phenomenon of a tzibur. There is a phenomenon. It's not just the helping of each other. But that does create some type of a tzirif, at least in the eyes of other people, at least. It's recognized. You're not just messing with him, right? It's an entity. It's an interesting thing. And he's saying that tzirif just exists. You know what I'm saying? That's a passive, even though they're not in the act. It's trying to show you that there is an idea of the group. Even when they're not functioning, it's not just the function. The function does create a certain tzirif that is has a certain idea to it. Right? It's based on function. It is based on function. But it's not something that ceases when the function ceases. It's not purely an interaction of hishtadlus.
Sounds like potential energy.
Exactly. Potential energy. It's a metaphor, right? Yeah. Okay, let's go a little further. Go ahead.
Kinei imkein bapu'ulos hativios uvmasim ha'anoshiyim nis'ames shekol davar yischazek v'kofel betzdarif elav domehu.
So now he's saying like this, that what is the lesson over here? What do we really see? That in nature and in human interaction and in human action, we see one thing. That everything will be strengthened and doubled with the joining of something similar to it. Okay. That's Shlomo HaMelech's arguments. That's Shlomo HaMelech's arguments from nature, right? And he's saying over here too, in the mushal of the heat, right? Go ahead.
V'roi sheyihya ze gamken v'advarim ha'gruim v'ha'chaserim shetischazik ha'techuno ha'roa ha'hi v'kafalam.
Right. So too with bad qualities. They're going to get multiplied. They're going to get strengthened.
Didn't he say everything is from the same source, though, originally?
One underlying source, one underlying commonality, but functionally, everything that's here is composed of the mixture of the four elements. They say they wouldn't be able to mix if it wasn't that they had something underlying that was similar.
So
he says this is true, but in one specific way.
Who? Sheyihya hachesronahu davar echad maskim b'chulam.
Right. In other words, when we said that there's a stira, because we see that from Shlomo Melech that adding bad things makes it worse, that is definitely true, but in one specific way. When that chisaron is the same in all of them. Go ahead.
Ki al tzar hamashal im timotzei ve'echad tuchunas hakilos v'hi suchuno ra'a.
So I'll give you an example. If you find somebody who has a certain characteristic, which is what? Stingy? Go ahead.
Behitztarif elov acher ba'al osaf tuchuno ra'a ba'atzma tikofel v'sechazak ha'tuchuna ha'hi l'ra.
So you get two stingy guys together, right? You don't want to be the waiter for that table. Okay. Go ahead. They'll encourage each other. They'll make it worse. They'll make it worse.
Is that even if they're not doing anything?
Go ahead.
Omnam im yihya kibbutz echad mea anashim yesh lehem ba'atzman pechisus hakilos va'anashim yesh lehem ba'atzman pechisus pizur mamon.
So now if you get two people together, if you get a group of people together, one has the deficiency of being stingy, and one has the deficiency of being spendthrift. Right? Is there a better word? Okay. Go ahead.
Pu'ulos zeh hamorkav bechlalo yihyu yoser shlemos mipu'ulos prat echad mipratav.
So now that group will have a higher. That group will have the actions of that group in aggregate will be better than any one of the individuals. Because either one is wrong, but they're going to have to come to some sort of agreement and work out a middle ground. And that middle ground will be better than either one of the extremes. Right?
Can a person have be in the middle?
Yes, a person can be in the middle.
Has been done.
You should find someone else who's in the middle.
Because then it would, yeah, you couldn't find anybody on the side.
Well, as long as he gets right, one friend of each, you do. He can join this kind of group.
And that's what you're doing also.
Kasher nemar vayisodos derech mashal ki ilu yimatze yisod echad asher lo oso chesron ba'atzmo sheyishli yisod ha'aretz.
So you say now in terms of the yisodos, you have the same type of thing. That if you have one yisod that has the very same deficiency that is in the yisod of the aretz.
Kasher yitzdarif elav yigdal oso chesron b'lo safek.
So when they join together, it will certainly increase that deficiency.
Which is type of yisod is he talking about?
The element, elemental type of yisod. In nature.
The four elements?
Yeah.
I think that's it, right?
That's it? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Someone's not keeping on top of things over here. All right. Neze Kinus l'sadikim tov lohem v'tov liolam. That's why Gemara says that a grouping of tzadikim is good for them and good for the world. Pizur l'rishayim tov lohem v'tov liolam. But dispersing rishayim is good for them and good for the world. Okay. V'hu mitzad shehem maskimim al tchunos ro'os asher b'skabtzom tischazek ha'tchuna hi. But when it's talking about the Rishayim, right, it means to say Rishayim of the same kind. That's what the Pizur is referring to. That they should be differentiated amongst others. Right? It's bad to have a grouping of similarly traded people. Right? Of bad. Ubhispazram techolesh v'techoser. And when you spread them out, when they become spread out, it'll get weakened, that bad trait. Ad shereinu Yaakov vinu me'asher roh shnei bonav heim tzadikim. Al kol zeh b'yosam maskim matchuna achas bilti na'usa be'enav omar echalkim b'Yaakov. So that's what I'm going to say. That's Shimon and Levi. That even though they were tzadikim, but Yaakov saw they had one bad trait that they shared together. And that's why he said they should be split up. That's why he said they should be split up. Yeah. Okay. That's what he's saying over here. That he's still developing it. I mean, It's a hard thing to give a shiur on. I mean, it's just he just lays everything out step by step. I feel like if I say something, I'm just going to be jumping ahead. So, I mean, if everybody's happy with the way it's going so far, maybe we should just go a little further. Good so far? Boring? Good? I don't know. I mean,
he talks a lot,
but it's very interesting. Somebody's going to be talking, might as well be him, right? Okay, so he says like this. He says, that's the meaning of the Dor HaFlaga and their Onesh. Okay? Shehinichu Osanu HaMefarshim Bo Ba'afel. That's interesting. Sort of criticizing the Mefarshim. Nobody really explains what is happening by Dor HaFlaga. Okay, it's left in the dark. Ad shekemat nigshasha kivorim kir. We're like blind people feeling and groping around.
We are.
Well, he says, yeah. Ki elu anoshim ma osu. He says, what did they do? Well, ma pisham, ma chatosam. Im rotsu liyos ki ish echa chaverim. What's so terrible? They wanted to be together. They wanted to be a group. That's such a horrible thing. Hello, hoya royal yos lohem bezes chatov ba'amolam. Kohela says, this is good. It's good for people to be together. Kirinu aksuvim kula meisharm al zeh derech. All the psukim indicate this type of a this derech, that it's good to be together. Acham rofil obdei v'azor kol zman shashalom b'neihem ein midas adin masucha kenegdom. That the Gemara says, that Sifri says that that even by over the Avodah Zarah, as long as there's shalom between them, midas adin is not stretched out against them. V'iskimu ze el haposuk. Chibur atzovim Ephraim hanachlo. Talking about if Bnei Yisrael, even though at the time that they're involved in evil and bad things, as long as there's a chibur, of them, pasuk says, Hanachlo, leave it alone. It's a Hoshea, right? Yeah. So that's it's an interesting pasuk, right? It's an interesting pasuk. I mean, he has a lot of. It'd be good if we had a. Oh, we have the Nach.
Why is that a positive thing, though? I mean, isn't it even worse if they're unified in a bad goal?
Yeah. This is not far enough. You have it?
Tell us today.
Who? Oh, you can see.
Okay.
No, it's good.
I mean, all of the Vodasai have the same problem. If you have a cool all of the Vodasai, we'll cancel out each other's bad traits.
Not necessarily. Sometimes they're mischazak each other.
Well, we'll see.
As long as we have the possibility of more people coming in, therefore clinching the balance of tricks.
Right.
When they're fighting, each person on his own, so no one can ever team because there's no other.
Yechavur atzavim Ephraim hanachlo. Yeah. So Rashi, what do you mean? Chavur atzavim Ephraim nitzma lavo salilim. Yeah. Alright, Rashi learns the opposite, that it's hopeless. But he's learning who, someone else learns the other way, so. That's the best pshat he's learning, based on the Chazal. I don't know. That is good. As long as they have a chevra, keep leaving. V'mayos shabo b'tama onsham shel elu midrashim. Okay. Ain't a maskim lepshuta shel mikro. Yeah. So he's saying that the mefarshim, he's referring back to the mefarshim, that they come with the tam of the onesh from the midrashim doesn't make sense with the pshat of the psukim. So the mefarshim do give the reasons from midrashim. Like what? He says like this. Kildivrei mishomer shalisa haskamosom lalos l'rakia. Says one shot. What were they doing over there? What were they doing over there? They were building a tower to ascend to the heavens. Right? And fight Hashem. Right? Everybody knows that. So he says, Hu min ha-tema? Eich iskimu kol b'nei olam b'shtus kezeh? How's it possible? This doesn't make sense. It's hard to understand. Shot. Everybody all of a sudden had this idea. They all decided this makes sense. I mean, that's like a lunatic kind of an idea. And everyone's going to join together in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but from the what's that? But what did they say? What was the beginning of the parsha? They said, what? They're going to build a...
Assyria did run away because of Nimrod.
Right.
And he only came about during the Babel.
But these are the people that got the languages mixed up, right? Yeah, that's Nimrod and his followers. They were Dora Floga, no? Okay. So, and if you're going to say, it's very, very funny with Doug, he says, and if you're going to say that they became crazy like this, that they really did think this way, so he says, Hoya min aroy, lios psiosam matzilosam an arish, then their very foolishness should have saved them from an arish. Because they're just so crazy, like it's like an insanity plea.
Lawyer.
Yoshi Bashamayim, Yisachik Hashem Yilag Lomo. He says the Tehillim that Hashem laughs at the people.
But all of it is
crazy things. What's that?
No.
Yeah, look, the guy wants his Avodah Zarah, and he goes and he has a plan. He might say that of course, there's one idea that's going to be wrong, but at least it's a plan. At least he executes a normal plan. Right? But this is a crazy plan. Yeah. Now he's like this. He's very powerful with his argument. He says, "The ode, kilu poshtu yod biker." If you're going to say they're really doing this, this is a major hate, right? Eich taspik onsham lahafitz osam misham levi. Says, how is that an onish enough? How is that a big enough onish? He gets you minei bay, right? He says, if you're going to say this is really what they were thinking, it's crazy. But if you can say, and it doesn't matter, even though it's crazy, they still get punished for it. But what was the big punishment? Just to be dispersed? They should be chayev destruction. Right? He says, V'od ki mishpat ha'parsha niyor ki lo ya'onsham al masha osu kvar. He says, if you look at the psukim carefully, it's not mashpat they were being punished for what they did. Right? That it's mashma that it's for what they might do. It's what they might do. Right? Yeah. This is what they're starting to do. Mashma that the problem was on a concern of what they might do. Right? The chol elu advarim masim hamaskil b'mabucha v'tzrichim bira. Because all of this puts an intelligent person into a quandary and requires an explanation. Everybody in quandary?
It's like a cheap way of him making you admit to his question.
Because then, Nimshah, the nose, the new side, Shorish Armanu. So what's the explanation? So the whole explanation of this whole parsha is based on what we explained. Ki chevras arishon vasifosam dover mazik. That the group of Rishayim, the alliance of Rishayim is, and the gathering is harmful. Hein be'eis hishtadlam be'pulas ra'asam o lo yishtadlu ba. Whether they're actively engaged in assisting each other in their evil or not. Kashir chevra satovim dover moil. Just like the chevra of good people is beneficial. Hein be'is hishtadlusam o be'is yanuchu. Kashir nirmaz ba'omro ki mishkibu shnayim v'chamlem. Yeah, bring that back. Bring that back. So he's saying there's always two aspects of the alliance. Right? There's the active and even the passive. And if it's a good grouping, it'll have a positive benefit in an active sense and a passive sense. And if it's a bad grouping, it'll also have an active and a passive detriment. And he says that's the marshal. That's the marshal. That's going back to the marshal for us. Yeah. So what is it over here? He says, "V'zeh ha'inyan Dor HaFloga." He says that's really the story of Dor HaFloga. Ki ein sofik hi be'esahi hayu kol bnei olam nosodim al amunos nifsados. There's no doubt that at that time everybody had bad amuna, bad amunos. Okay. V'asher hiskimu kulam hu inyan avozar. One thing they agreed upon was Avodah Zarah. Okay? Milavad Sgulos, Vanoshim Ma'atim, Asher Ta'amu, V'ra'u, O Rosh Olam Kitov. Except for very few individuals who saw tasted and saw the light of the Olam Kitov. V'heim Gamkein Lohaya, Sipuk B'yodam, Likro B'nei Adam, Lavod Es Hashem. So he says most of the world was unified in Avodah Zarah, except for very few individuals. He says, but those individuals couldn't really do anything about it. They couldn't go out and get people to see the truth.
How does he know that there were such people?
How does he know that? Well, you had Noach. I mean, you had Shem and Eber, right?
I thought it meant at the time the Dor HaFloga.
They were alive at the time of the Dor HaFloga.
Ad Sherishon Hiskloza. Right? Vahu Avram. until Avram was the first one who started, who tried it, and Karlo Mashakarim, Nimrod, and you see what happened to him with Nimrod, right? He had to leave. He had to leave his land. He was in exile. The Ain Sufik, he also must dig a machine. How you hid him the doors, aim, how you let him, Chiluk, Haumos, Vahamem Shalos, Litov Ulutoelos. He says, there's no doubt that for those individuals, the different kingdoms was a benefit. Okay? Kikasher, Totzer Lohem Hauma Be'ezem Malchus, if one nation would afflict them, if one nation would persecute them. Yashod du'aler zacheres, sheyuchlu sham, lav l'shem yisbrach kitzon. They'd be able to go to another kingdom. Kashir koralonu b'galusein ayom, like it happens to us today. Ki kashir nischadei shmad beres yishmoel, yenusu pleitem aler zacheres, u'misham li'yishmoel. So, he says that's like in the Galus. If Ishmael is there's a shmad over here, you go over there, you go back. That is a salvation. That's a salvation. He's saying it's an interesting thing. He's saying that's part of the idea of the Haflaga, that there should be. That unification, you're saying, would have been a terrible thing. That unification of one nation would have been a terrible thing. It would have stamped out any chance for those individuals to, let alone not to go out and bring other people, but just to be able to practice on their own. Yeah.
It seems then that he's saying that the unification was the Isser and the tower had nothing to do with it. So then why should the Pusik bring it down at all? Just say it so happened that everyone got together to be evil and God was like, don't do that.
You should write the Torah. What are you going to start writing?
So if they're able to do that, they'll be able to do much worse.
The derech of a mafarish is you get the idea. I'll give you a little advice here. You get the idea, right? Then you take a look at the psukim again and you see how to interpret in light of this idea. You can't stick with the old interpretations. You obviously have to go back and see what exact. You can't stay with the idea they were trying to build a tower to ascend the heavens and draw a sword on God.
Okay, so we are abandoning that.
Of course, you have to.
Okay, good.
You have to. Has to be another idea of what they were doing in line with this.
Okay.
Okay?
What happened to the thing that even over the Bodhisattva, they got in this court?
Yes, let's see. It's like this. You mean by Klal Yisrael?
Yeah.
So what was their idea? Their idea was they all spoke one language. It's interesting. It's a very interesting thing. They all spoke one language.
German, probably. Hebrew.
And.
Safa echas v'vayim achadim.
Right.
As well.
Right. One thought. Right. They were unified, and they that's the Dvar Machad. They decided that they should always have one ruler. That was a decision. Shouldn't be a clan system. Shouldn't be like clans or what they call like warlords. There should be one central government. Right. One central government. V'shelo yu nefutzim v'nechlokam l'mam shalosam. Shouldn't be divided up, spread around with different governments. U'lechein bochru bikar asher motzu lehem rachavas yadayim. That's where they went and they found a nice place, nice spacious area, right? That's just v'ayhi b'nosam mikedem v'yimtzu bikar v'eretz shinar. V'yeshu sham. This is all part of the plan. That's part of the plan. to find a good piece of land that's very accommodating to a large group of people. Shein sofik shirov bnei adam yivru liosam krovim kvikochem el rosh memshaltam. There's no doubt that most people would want to live in the capital city, near the capital city, near the seat of power. That's what the idea of the Migdal was. That what? Muflag should be as high as possible. Why? Right? That's by Estro, and they were going to see what's doing over there. Kichain haya roy lemisha nivchar lios Moshe bolo atachta. If somebody wants to be a ruler in the lower world, okay, it's proper. Sheyi armono migdolo godol yeser midam yeser ma'od. If you want to be a good ruler here in this world, first thing you need is a giant castle. Okay. Ad shebereiyas hamigdal yislavish koro eu pachadu mora v'sheyia nira mirachok. Says it should strike fear, right? It has to be like a gothic kind of a, you know, not like a nice, not a happy castle.
Gargoyles.
It's got to strike fear into
the
hearts.
Be like a Leaning Tower, you know.
of an observer.
It's gotta be,
and
it
should
Taj
be, it should be seen from far away. Some interesting things. You're saying that was the idea.
Shiny.
That was the idea.
A sign of the seat of power in the capital
city. Yeah. But you're saying it's part of the idea of the unification. It's part of the idea. In order to maintain that unification, you needed to have a very visible sign that just the sight of it will dissuade somebody from trying to go against it. You know what I'm saying? You've got to try to stop the uprising at the earliest possible moment. The best way to do that is to have a constant symbol of fear and power.
But so that makes it so that people will never break up.
That's right. That's all
no
part.
One of uprising.
That's right.
The power.
That's right. They worked it out with Chochmah. They worked it out with Chochmah.
Thank you.
Right? How to engineer the society to maintain a lasting unified group. Because apparently they were. I guess at that point, I mean, it's hard to figure how many people were there.
But did they want to be all together? Like?
Yes, they wanted to be, but they wanted to make it lasting. They recognized it was a thing to be set for generations to come. They themselves didn't need a giant tower; they were building the tower. But they recognized that as time goes by, there's going to be a natural inclination to split apart. Right? So he says, "V'hine elu anoshim b'eis ahi lo chotu b'dova, lo b'maisav lo b'machshava." They were not chotim. He doesn't mean they weren't chotim. It doesn't mean lo chotu b'dova, right? Because he said before they were over the Vazara. Right? That's the funny thing over here. Ela Hashem Yisborach Shutzofa Mavit L'Merochov Yorad L'mashi Yimshoch Mikibutz HaNashim HaRamayim. This is the part we have to understand a little better. He saw what will come from this gathering, from this consolidation of evil people. Even though just a minute ago they weren't Lochotu, right?
Were they doing Mamash Vodazara at that time?
It sounds like it. It says, they're all based on bad amunas. They're all masking to the Inyan of Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's a little different than
what's the problem?
But the point is, you're saying that technically they didn't include Chota, but that had nothing to do with their onesh.
That's correct. That's correct. He means it wasn't, the onesh wasn't related to any specific thing that they did. But from what will come out of it, out of this grouping. Kloma yorad v'shkiach, this is v'yorad Hashem l'ros, so that's what it means, v'yorad, he went down to say, Kloma yorad v'shkiach l'ma sh'yimshoch mimenu. He went down to see, that's a mushly saying, we're going to the end of the, going to the end of the, going to the far consequences. Ula eis ato ein ra, vim eis ato ein ra, and if now it is not ra, omnam hakinos ha yorolem, roliolem, that this gathering would be bad for them and bad for the world. V'hu she kulam hoi maskim malo zara. Yeah. Let's stop here. It's a good point to stop. So let's see if we can take a look at it if you get a chance. And someone, I guess, can make more... I don't know if you need it. If you feel you don't need it, you just listen to... I prefer if somebody else has it so they can read. But somebody... you have to decide what to do. All right? So next Tuesday, nothing's happening Tuesday, right? No plans? Okay, so...
Ben, you got your recorder.
Like, is he saying, yeah, like, it's like a quantitative thing? Like, it's like...
I'm joking about this thing.